Welcome back. It is 6:49 on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Frank Colvett Jr. joins us in about 15 minutes from the Memphis City Council, and we are looking forward to talking with him, of course, about the recent incident that happened at Pink Palace and the Museum of Science and History. We'll talk with him about that in just a bit. But let's go to the phone lines this morning. Always an honor to be joined by one of our great senators here in the state of Tennessee. And this morning we are joined by Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, thank you for joining us. I hope you're doing well. I know that we have much to discuss on some very serious issues, but I know you've also been keeping an eye on what's happening down in Florida. When they say catastrophic potential there, that's a scary situation for our friends to the south.
It is indeed a frightening situation for our friends for the south, and we hold them all in our prayers. We know that they are so concerned for lives, for livelihoods, for homes, for communities, and indeed we continue to pray for safe harbor for those individuals and, just for God's mercy. Yeah. On those families that are facing this storm.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Senator. And I'm looking at the Restoring Law and Order Act that you and your colleague, Senator Bill Hagerty, have introduced. And I have to tell you, sitting here in Memphis, you know, the list of crimes as long as our arm each and every day. And it's time to bring back law and order in this country. Can you tell our listeners about the Restoring Law and Order Act?
Yes, I certainly can. And some of your listeners were probably on the telephone town hall that I did last night.
Yes.
With citizens in Shelby County and Davidson County, which is Nashville. And when you talk about restoring law and order and supporting the police, this is something that is a 90% issue with Tennesseans. And the Law and Order, Restoring Law and Order Act, is something that Senator Hagerty and I did because we were hearing so much from Tennesseans about their concern for lack of respect for police, lack of access. As I visit with all 95 counties in the state, lack of access to funding, it's hard to recruit and retain law enforcement officers, policemen, and to build out these forces. So what we would do is establish a grant program that local law enforcement could use this to hire and train and equip and resource local law enforcement agents and agencies so that they have what they need to respond. And when you look at the drug crimes that are there, they need more tools, equipment, and training to respond to this. Because with the open southern border, Tim, what our law enforcement officers tell us is that 80% of the drugs they're apprehending right now, it's fentanyl or it's laced with fentanyl. And they need the resourcing for that. Likewise, rape kits so that they can collect the DNA from these violent offenders. What we found out by working with Memphis PD and local law enforcement is that sometimes these rape kits are not processed within a 12-month period of time. And it is wrong for a rape kit to be sent in and processed a year later. This information needs to be processed immediately, and we need to make certain that this is something that the TBI and these crime labs are processing in a timely manner. So all of this is in that bill. Now, the question is, how do you pay for it? And what we do is use leftover COVID funding that is sitting there. Many of our communities are saying, we don't know how we're going to use this money. We're waiting for clearance on this. So the federal government should give them the ability to use this to hire and train more law enforcement officers likewise. Instead of 87,000 IRS agents, how about putting that money into 87,000 new sheriff deputies and policemen
Amen.
That will be out there on the streets?
Amen. Senator Marsha Blackburn joining us this morning, talking about the introduction of the Restoring Law and Order Act. And one of the byproducts of crime in cities is it hurts the mom and pop stores. It hurts the economy. And you know what else hurts the economy? It's Bidenflation. And I know that that you and your colleagues in the Senate are looking to tackle that, address that, and get the economy back on the right track.
Oh, absolutely we are. And when you look at what this inflation is costing Tennessee families with the escalation rate of the price of gas, which is nearly doubled, when you look at food costs being up almost 14% on the whole, the cost of clothing up, and families are having to make tough decisions, families are going to spend an extra $7,386. Tennessee families, that is what it is costing them this year, to cover what Bidenflation is costing their pocketbook. Now, think about that. $7,386 extra just to tread water is what it is costing these families. That means you're not going to have the money for niceties to buy new appliances or send the kids to the travel soccer team or to winter retreat for the church camp. Or, you know, money is not going to be there for some of those extras that families look forward to every year, and we're terribly concerned.
That's a great point, Senator. And I tell you, you know, not only that, but I have found that with some friends and family, with that $7,300, which is about $600 a month, that depletes emergency funds for family, and that puts an additional stress on the American worker.
You're exactly right. It does deplete your emergency fund because you're looking every month to fill that gap between the money that you're bringing in on your paycheck and what your expenses are on that side of the ledger. And so what do? You dip into that emergency fund, hopeful that next month will be better, hopeful that you will get a raise, hopeful that the price of a gallon of gas will go down. And while that gallon of gas is costing less right now, because they're emptying out the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, you just wait until after the November elections. It's going to go back up to $5 a gallon. And, Tim, this is why our county and city governments have had to rework their budgets this year, because the cost of running police cars, road departments, school buses, the county services vehicles that are picking up your trash, all of these things are costing more. Heating and cooling schools, all of that is costing more. That means there will not be money for parks. There's not going to be money for extra programming and activities that the county may have wanted to do or that they were looking forward to doing.
And these are self-inflicted wounds by the Biden administration. And, Senator, I cannot wait till November. Let's get a surfboard out and ride a red wave and make some changes. Senator Marsha Blackburn, thank you for being so proactive. We here in Memphis are looking for solutions on crime. Thank you. And Senator Hagerty for introducing the Restoring Law and Order Act in the Senate and all that you do here for the state of Tennessee and, of course, for these great United States.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. There is Senator Marsha Blackburn on Wake Up Memphis and Restoring Law and Order Act. It's good to see that the senators in our backyard they have their finger on the pulse of what's going on. Free up some of that money. Help our police do their jobs. And the better staffed, then the less overworked, the less overstressed, and perhaps the more appreciated our men and women in blue will be. Coming up, top of the hour news, weather, and traffic, Hurricane Ian. They're describing it as potentially catastrophic damage in Florida later today. We've got an update on that. We've also got Memphis City Councilman Frank Colvett Jr. He'll join us next. We're talking about the Museum of Science and Health, what went down on Friday. We'll have a follow-up on that, and we'll talk about crime with the councilman as well. That's coming up on Wake Up Memphis. It's 6:59.